Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasavi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. In this verse today, we find a recommendation to leave one's material situation in favor of going to the forest.
U ovom stiku nalazimo uputstvo da se osoba treba povući iz aktivnog porodičnog života i otići u šumu.
In the Vedic civilization, after a man had completed his family duties, he would leave his situation.
U vedskom sistemu, nakon što bi porodični čovjek završio svojim obavezama u porodičnom životu, on bi ostavio tu situaciju.
Even if he was a great king and owned a vast kingdom with control over many, many people.
Čak i koliko je bio veliki kralj i posjedovao veliko kraljestvo i kontrolisao mnogo ljudi.
It was recommended to do so because the understanding is that this life is just a very short temporary affair for the conditioned soul.
I to je preporučeno zbog toga što je objašnjeno da je ovaj život samo jedan kratak doživljaj za uslovljenu dušu.
There's a verse in this connection.
Postoji stih u vezi s tim.
My dear wise brother.
Moj dragi mudri brate.
Where will your when you close your eyes at the moment of death, where will your money go?
Kada ti zatvoriš oči u trenutku smrti, gdje će otići tvoj novac?
It will stay in the bank.
Ostaću u banci.
Where will your wife go? She will only accompany you to the threshold of the house.
Ona će te samo
threshold.
Aha. Ona će te samo odvesti do praga, do kućnog praga.
Where will the animals the house animals go?
A gdje će otići kućne domaće životinje?
They will simply play in the court.
Oni će samo igrati po dvorištu.
Your friends, they will come with you to your funeral pyre.
Tvoji prijatelji će doći sa tobom na tvoju posmrtnu sahranu.
But then they wait.
I onda čekaju.
Your body will come up to on top of the pyre.
On će
Thank you.
Znači oni će oni se čekati da što da što preodiš.
But your body will not go beyond the granica of the fire.
Ali tvoje telo neće otići izvan vatre.
The only thing which will accompany you is your dharma.
Jedina stvar koja će te pratiti, to je tvoja dharma.
That are the activities done for spiritual elevation.
Aktivnosti koje se rade za duhovno uzdizanje.
Therefore, O learned brother,
zato O učeni brate,
and learned sister,
i učena sestra,
do those activities which increase dharma.
Radite one aktivnosti koje povećavaju dharma.
So to do this, in the Vedic civilization, people would give up their comfortable home life and go to a place where they would be totally undisturbed for just doing spiritual activities.
I da bi učinili to, osobi u vedskoj kulturi su se povlačili iz porodičnog života, postavili takve situacije da bi se posvetili potpunosti duhovnom životu.
We have chosen this verse today because we will discuss today Srila Prabhupada's life leading up to the time when he renounced his family situation to live in the holy city of Vrindavan.
Mi ćemo ovaj stih smo izabrali zato što ćemo danas govoriti o tome kako je Srila Prabhupada napustio svoj porodični život i kako je otišao da živi u svetome svoje Vrindavan.
I'm aware that not every one of you has been here for the last three lectures, so just to put you on track, we have discussed so far Srila Prabhupada's life up from his childhood to when he met his spiritual master.
Vjerojatno niste svi od vas bili ovdje na prethodne tri lekcije. Mi smo diskutovali u vezi Srila Prabhupadovog djetinjstva i sve do momenta kada je on sreo svog duhovnog učitelja.
Even at their first meeting he received an order from his spiritual master which became his life and soul.
Već bi samom njihovom prvom susretu on je dobio instrukciju koja je postala njegov život i duša.
That is to one day go by ship to the western world and spread Krishna consciousness.
A to je da jednog dana ode brodom na zapad i da prošli svjesnost Krishna.
In his horoscope there was already the foretelling that when he would cross the age of 70, I believe, 70, then he would spread a worldwide movement.
I u njegovom horoskopu je već postojala jedno predskazanje da nakon što će navršiti 70 godina će proširiti jedan pokret koji će biti prošen po čitavom svijetu.
On the other side of the ocean.
Sa druge strane okeana.
This was how the horoscope said. And no one could believe it.
I niko to nije mogao da shvati.
Now, Prabhupada married quite early.
Srila Prabhupada se prilično rano oženio.
And led a family life, but this order was always accompanying him and he was thinking deeply about it. India then became plunged in the horrors of war. Prabhupada remembers how there were many times these blackouts where the whole city had to just put or cover the windows so that the people with the bomb throwing airplanes couldn't find that any target.
Dešavalo se da su ljudi morali da zamračuju prozore kako i bombarderi ne bi vidjeli gdje da gađaju.
And so in this situation he got ready to start a magazine right in the war. At the war start he wrote an article, says now the Japanese are bombarding Calcutta and people have to leave, are evacuating Calcutta.
U tom časopisu on je napisao kako sada Japanci napadaju Kalkutu, bombarduju i ljudi moraju da se povlače iz Kalkute.
But let us not forget that in this material life we are constantly bombarded by the bombs of the threefold miseries of material existence.
Ali nemojmo zaboraviti da smo u svakodnevnom životu bombardovani od strane trostrukih beda materijalnog postojanja.
Threefold, even if there is peace, the bombs of misery are exploding in our lives.
Čak i ukoliko je mir, te bombe beda eksplodiraju u našim životima.
Threefold misery means misery is because of the body.
Trostruke bede znači bede koje dolaze od tela.
Like today our audience is coughing.
Danas naša publika kašlje.
That's one bomb.
Jedna bomba.
Misery is because of the mind. This becomes stronger and stronger as the age of Kali progresses.
sa progresom dolakali.
And miseries because of other living entities. These are the three fold bombs of material existence. We should not forget, Prabhupada wrote this. Then the government wouldn't give him any longer paper.
Vlada mu neće više dati
to Prabhupada for printing.
Onda vlada jednom trenutku prestala da mu daje papir za štampanje.
But he was so determined to spread spiritual knowledge that he protested until the government gave him one big roll of paper. He was the only one who got anything.
Ali je toliko protestovao da na kraju ipak dobio jednu veliku rolu papira i on je bio jedini koji u toj situaciji nešto dobio.
And he immediately wrote a very interesting article. Thanks to the government of India, we can print now Krishna conscious articles. And then he wrote an article about a statement of Winston Churchill. When we want to become free from the frenzy of hate, frenzy means we must become free from the frenzy of so-called love. And he wrote about Adolf Hitler, who caused this Second World War. Adolf Hitler loved the Germans very much. And this love produced hate towards others who were not Germans.
Mržnju prema ostalima koji nisu bili Nemci.
This is material love.
To je materijalna ljubav.
When it becomes very strong,
to postaje vrlo snažno,
then immediately borders are drawn.
I odmah se prave granice.
Borders of interest.
Granice interesa.
And others are hatred.
I ostali padaju u mržnju.
We find this even in mundane relationship amongst.
To vidimo i u.
They associate for some time and are very good friends. But then the next thing you hear is that they are sitting at opposite sides of a table at a lawyer's office. So he wrote, when we want to become free from the frenzy of hate, we must become free from the frenzy of so-called love. That's material love. So Srila Prabhupada, in other words, published his Back to Godhead magazine even during the wartime. Later, when the war was over, he had a very interesting dream which came always to him. He saw in the dream his spiritual master appearing before him. And his spiritual master looked at him and handed him a danda. A danda, it's not here right now, means an initiation into the sannyas order of life. That is to renounce family connections. Or if you have not a family, then it means a lifelong celibacy. In other words, his spiritual master was calling him to leave his family life.
Drugim rečima, nego duhovni učitelj ga je zvao da napusti svoj porodični
This Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur came back again and again in the dreams, and Prabhupada describes he was horrified.
Bhaktisiddhanta često dolazi iznova u njegove snove i što pravo da objašnjava da je bio zastrašen.
Imagine Alexander. Alexander is a very good student with Mark 10. You would have a dream and a transcendental personality would come. And hand you saffron colored dress and the danda. You might even like it, but I can also imagine that in some situations we would be horrified. I personally remember in my own life, of course I'm not a great personality, but when I took that initiation into the Sannyas order, it felt like a door was closing and I was alone in the desert. This was the feeling. To become a sannyasi monk is really a unique experience in one's life. So Prabhupada felt not yet ready to answer the call. But he began preaching for long times and was not at home for long, long times, sometimes for months.
Srila Prabhupada nije još tada uzeo sanjas, ali je zato propovedao ponekad po više meseci ne bi bio kod kuće.
He went to a town called Jhansi.
Otišao je u grad koji se zove Jhansi.
Where he led a very amazing life, which shows you Prabhupada's saintliness.
I tamo je vodio veoma začuđujući život koji pokazuje Šrila Prabhupada u svetosti.
He made himself totally dependent on Krishna's arrangement.
On je u potpunosti sebe stavio pod rukovodstvo Krišnih aranžmana.
And simply went into a building called the Radha Memorial Buildings and took up quarters there.
I jednostavno je otišao u zgradu koja se zvala Radha Memorial
Building, yes.
I tamo je, tamo je odseo.
And there he rose up at 3:30.
Tamo je ustao u pola četiri.
He had a little rinky-dinky typewriter and produced his articles.
Imao je malu pisačku mašinu i tamo je pravio svoje članke.
For his magazine.
He
studied the Shastra and chanted along. He cooked one day, one meal a day for himself. And for the rest of the day he would go preaching. He often visited one Mr. Mishra. And he said to him a sentence which I want to read to you. This is like the motto of Jhansi. The whole world is waiting, Mr. Mishra, for our spiritual revolution. He spoke to the people of Jhansi, whom he met, about a worldwide movement.
On je govorio ljudima koje sretao u Jhansiju o pokretu koji će zahvatiti čitav svet.
With peoples from all walks of life glorifying Krishna.
I sa ljudima sa svih strana sveta koji će slaviti Krishna.
But he had at the same time the humility to start very small.
Ali u isto vreme imao veliku ponosnost da počne sa malo.
He went with a few friends, you know, few people to the villages and made Harinam, played Kirtan, played the drum and sang the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Prabhupada on Harinam. And he distributed prasadam wherever he went. He always had prasadam with him. And the people couldn't really understand. It was clear he was an aristocratic personality. But he lived so simple. In a building which was not even, he didn't even have a rent contract. But they all saw that here was an extraordinary personality who was preparing himself for a world revolution.
Ali su mogli shvatiti da je on bio nesvakidašnja osoba koji se spremao da napravi revoluciju.
Prabhupada at that time initiated one Prabhakar Mishra, a Sanskrit professor.
Tada je Srila Prabhupada inicirao jednog Prabhakar Mishru, profesora sanskrita.
Now a little later the wife of the governor wanted that Radha memorial building for her own purposes. She wanted to make a tea club for ladies.
Ona kasnije žena guvernera žela da uzme tu zgradu koju živio Šila Prabhupada i da napravi tamo kao mesto gdje će žene piju čaj.
And it is interesting, maybe 30 years later or so, Satsvarup Goswami visited that Lilavati Munshi and asked her, in the light of what Prabhupada has done, do you still think it was a good idea to insist that a lady club would come in that building and Prabhupada had to leave the building?
I nekih 30 godina nakon što se desilo, Satsvarup Maharaj tamo otišao i pitao je tu Lilavati Munshi, zašto, u stvari, da li ona misli, pošto sad znaš šta je Šila Prabhupada uradio u čitavom svetu, da li je to dobro bilo da je ona napravila taj klub za žene?
See, the ladies were drinking tea there and talking prajalpa.
Žene stavu pili čaj i prajalpirale.
And Lilavati Munshi said, yes, the lady had no place to go. This is how a conditioned soul cannot see the glories of the pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada did not bother to fight a legal case. He had come to Jhansi being totally dependent on Krishna's arrangement, and if that was Krishna's arrangement, he had to accept it.
On je došao u Jhansi potpuno spreman da prihvati Krishnin aranžman. Iako je to bio Krishnin aranžman, on je to prihvatio.
Jhansi, in other words, was like a testing ground for everything else which Prabhupada did later in his life when he came to the West.
Ta situacija u Jhansi je bila za Šila Prabhupada kao jedan test za sve ono što će on kasnije da uradi na zapadu.
And this becomes crystal clear if you study the prospectus which he wrote at that time for a society which he called not the International Society for Krishna Consciousness but the League of Devotees.
I to postaje kristalno jasno kada prostirate taj pamflet koji je on imao sa društvo, nije bilo internacionalno društvo svjesnost Krišne, već ga je tada nazvao Liga Bhakta.
He said the League of Devotees has the following purpose.
On je rekao da to društvo ima sljedeću namjenu.
He said 90% of the world's population are innocent, but they are exploited by 5% demons.
Rekao je, 90% ljudi na svetu je bezazleno i nevino i samo je 5% ljudi demona koji ih sve eksploatiše.
The League of Devotees stands to save both the innocent people and the demons.
Ovo udruženje radi sa ciljem da oslobodi sve i nevine i demone.
No one was left out. And he said, now there is an increase of science. But more than anything, we need to open a laboratory for the divine science of Krishna consciousness. This League of Devotees wants to protect the human being from going down into the circle of birth and death, into the animal kingdom.
Ovaj pokret želi da oslobodi duše od padanja u krug rođenja i smrti i na taj način da ode u carstvo smrti.
And elevate the human being to the divine platform of loving service as he is a divine child of the supreme personality of Godhead.
I da uđe živo biće na nivo božanske službe, je živo biće božansko dete Boga.
And he had also a plan for the members.
Također imao plan za članove.
He wanted to bring the members closer to each other.
Želeo je da približi članove jedne drugima.
Like we in this movement for Krishna consciousness, our plan is also to become more close with the devotees.
Kao kod nas u procesu Krishna, mi želimo da budemo bliži sa bhaktama.
And he wanted to excavate holy places where the pastimes of the Lord took place.
I on je želio da iskopa, odnosno da pronađe sva ta sveta mesta gdje su se zabave gospodina odigravale.
And he wanted to perform civil acts, in other words, things like food distribution, to raise the human to the mode of goodness.
I također je želio da radi program kao što je njenje prasadama, kako bi osobe mogli da se podignu do gune vrline.
Food distribution for rising the human to the mode of goodness. You have to write it down. Yeah. You were sleeping, Srinivas. This is your program. It was already in Jhansi. Prabhupada had this mission. Yes. So we can see Prabhupada had Jhansi as a testing ground. But when the lady club went into the Radha Memorial building, he just went to Delhi.
Ali kada se taj ženski klub otvorio u toj zgradi, onda je on otišao za Delhi.
Prabhupada in Delhi lived such a poor life, you have no idea.
Srila Prabhupada u Delhi živio tako siromašno da ne možete ni zamisliti.
He would sometimes not eat.
Ponekad ne bi ni jeo.
To save the money in order to buy paper for printing his Back to Godhead magazine.
Da bi uštedeo novac koji bi mogao da kupi papir za štampanje svog časopisa.
And personally he would go out on the street even in the hotness of the day to distribute his magazine.
I lično bi išao po vrelom suncu da deli te svoj časopis.
60 years he was.
Tada imao 60 godina.
Our devotees have just returned from India, and I think Gaura Bhavana has told us that it was extremely hot this year.
Naši bhakti su se upravo vratili iz Indije i Gaura Bhavana nam je rekao da je ove godine bilo izuzetno toplo.
So that the feet on the street, they're cooked into a feet sabji.
Na ulici pretvorila u sabji od stopala.
So Prabhupada was also sometimes he was reeling from a sunstroke. But he was so determined. He went from door to door. And sometimes the house owners shouted at him, "Go away, we don't want you here."
I ponekad bi ti ljudi porodični vikali njega, idi odavde, ne želimo te ovdje.
He went into the places where the educated Indians drank this black tea and were a little tipsy.
I otišao je na mesta gdje su, odlazio na mesta gdje su ti obrazovani Indijci, pili čaj i bili su malo šamoćeni toga.
And he distributed his magazine.
I tamo je delio svoj časopis.
With these interesting headlines. Spiritual alternatives to the materialistic nonsense. People just couldn't understand him. He was such an aristocrat. Such a learned personality. And here he was going through these hardships.
I ovdje se podvrgao takvim poteškoćama.
He sent letters to Churchill.
Poslao je pismo Churchill.
You have seen so much riches, but peace is not in your control.
Video si toliko puno bogatstva, ali mir nije u tvojim rukama.
And he wrote a letter to the president of India.
Također napisao pismo predsjedniku Indije.
Don't think of me as a madman when I say I shall go back to Godhead. It is quite possible for all of us.
Nemoj misliti da sam ludak kada kažem da želim da se vratim nazad Bogu. Zapravo to je moguće za sve nas.
Like any preacher, Srila Prabhupada was trying to find out how he could reach the fallen souls with his divine message of spiritual knowledge.
Kao svaki propovednik, on je tražio načine na koje bi mogao da zainteresuje i da dođe do uslovenih duša i da ih uzdigne u svesu Krišne.
One time a man stopped him and asked him, "You with your God, where is God? Can you show me God?" And Prabhupada wrote an article about this question in his Back to Godhead. Seeing God is not so cheap. In other words, do you understand what we want to communicate? He is a pure devotee who just wants to help.
Da li shvatate što želimo da kažemo? Da je Srila Prabhupada čist tako koji želi da pomogne.
Finally, Prabhupada considered that he would go to Vrindavan.
I na kraju Srila Prabhupada razmislio o tome da bi trebalo da ide u Vrindavan.
Vrindavan, as you know, is the transcendental village of Lord Krishna's pastimes situated on the holy river Jamuna.
Vrindavan je kao što možete znate sveto mesto za moj gospodina Krišne koji se nalazi na svetoj reci Jamuni.
Prabhupada went there. Prabhupada had great affection for his for this place.
Srila Prabhupada imao veliku privrženost tom mjestu.
He had named his son, his own son, Vrindavan.
I svog sina je nazvao Vrindavan.
When he was a little child in Calcutta, he would always study the train times tables to find out when the trains would go to Vrindavan.
Kada je bio mali, onda je odlazio na glavnu stanicu u Kalkuti i gledao je taj red vožnje, kada vozovi kreću za Vrindavan.
Once Prabhupada wrote, by going to Vrindavan, you get the impetus to go back home, back to Godhead.
Nakon je Srila Prabhupada napisao, odlaskom u Vrindavan, osoba dobija poticaj da se vrati na Kalkuti doko.
So as a preacher, he took shelter in Vrindavan to obtain the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Tako da je on kao propovednik imao želju da dođe i da dobije milost svevišnje božanske ličnosti od Visuće Vrindavan.
Let us imagine, let us see him before our eyes in Vrindavan for a while.
I hajde da sad zamislimo u Vrindavanu na trenutak.
Prabhupada first took residence on the roof of the Vansi Gopal temple.
Prabhupada odseo u Vansi Gopal templu na krov.
On the roof. And he would shower on the roof.
Tamo bi se kupao na krovu.
He had just a little room there, on top of the roof.
Jednu malu sobu na vrhu tog krova.
He started very early at 1 o'clock to write his Bhagavatam.
Veoma rano, u jedan sat, je počinio noću da piše svoj Bhagavatam.
After a few hours, he sat down to chant his japa.
I nakon nekoliko sati je sedao da bi mantrao svoju džapu.
And then he either took his bath with a bucket on the roof or went to the Yamuna river to bathe there.
A onda bi se okupao ili na krovu sa nekom posudom ili bi otišao u Yamuna.
In the early morning he would visit the temples of Vrindavan for darshan of the deities.
U ranom jutru bi odlazio da obiđe hramove i da vidi božanstva.
But he always took copies of his magazine Back to Godhead with him for distribution.
Ali uvijek je nosio sam svoj časopis Back to Godhead da bi ga delio.
This is a man with a mission.
To je osoba sa misijom.
You know, sometimes devotees today, they think big.
Ponekad danas bhakte misle veliko.
And never start.
A nikad ne počinju.
Prabhupada gives the examples of think big, start small.
Srila Prabhupada je dao primjer misli veliko, a počni malo.
So, later, he took up his residence in the Radha Raman temple. No, rather Damoda temple, I'm sorry. And he was mostly reading and studying and writing in absolute solitude. He was very, very happy in that transcendental place, Vrindavan. He had a few friends and he would talk only about Krishna. He had ended his family life. And he was worshipping the Lord of his heart in Vrindavan. He wrote about Vrindavan like this. No one can understand the glories of Krishna. Similarly, Vrindavan can also not be understood. It has unlimited potency. If you go to Vrindavan, you will find unlimited potency of spiritual atmosphere. Still.
Ako dođete u Vrindavan, još uvijek ćete pronaći neograničenu duhovnu moć.
You will see so many saints and sages.
Vidjet ćete toliko puno svetaca i mudraca.
They are worshipping Vrindavan Dham.
Oni obožavaju Vrindavan Dham.
As Lord Krishna is worshipable, his place Vrindavan is also worshipable.
Kao što je gospodin Krishna vredan obožavanja, tako je i njegovo mjesto Vrindavan vredan obožavanja.
Month after month, for 6 years he stayed there. The people of Vrindavan, they had heard about Prabhupada's plan to go to the west. But they actually couldn't believe it. Why go to the west? This Vrindavan, the spiritual world, how can one leave the spiritual world? Prabhupada was determined. As we have said yesterday evening, at that time many times the great saint Rupa Goswami came and appeared to him and talked to him. I want to end with a quote which Prabhupada wrote in those times. My idea with the Western foreign country is that they are fed up with material advancement of knowledge. They are seeking the guidance of the Bhagavad Gita in an authentic way. I am sure that even India will go back to spiritual life fully when the principles are accepted by the Europeans or Americans. That is because Indian people are in the habit of begging from the West and neglecting their own property.
Naviku da prose od zapada i zaboravljaju da imaju svoju da imaju svoju kulturu.
That is my viewpoint.
To je moje viđenje.
In other words, Prabhupada had a transcendental plan in his eyes.
Drugim rečima, Šrila Prabhupada imao transcendentalni plan u svijetu.
He wanted to establish Krishna consciousness in the West.
On je želeo da uspostavi se za Krishna na zapadu.
So that the Indians who are imitating the West imitate Krishna consciousness. And this program is perfectly successful. A little while ago there was an article in an Indian newspaper that the Hare Krishna movement is saving spiritual India. So, I want to end here and wanted to just crystallize a lesson from all of this for all of us.
I želio bih da to da spokojno slušati to.
Each one of us has to have a mission in his life. If you do not have a mission, you are a dead person. And we have to struggle for our mission. Great things never come if you don't endeavor. And we should not be so fruitive that everything has to happen brzo. When you are engaged in your mission, you will be satisfied. This joy will not come from the results, but from being fixed up in your mission.
Ta sreća neće doći od rezultata, nego od toga koliko ste ufiksirani u svojoj misiji.
So we would recommend that all of you take up a mission, your own private mission in your life.
Zato vam predlažem da svako uzme svoju ličnu misiju u svom životu.
I want to end by telling you a little instructive story.
Želim da završim sa time sa jednom vrlo pričom.
Once there was a simple farmer.
Jedan put je bio jedan jednostavni zemljoradnik.
When he would go home after working on the field, he would find a stone on the field. So he would not go to sleep, but he would take a stone from the field.
Kada bi kredo na spavanje, on bi odnosno da spava, nego bi uzeo taj kamen jedan sa polja.
Yes, and he would simply, you know, work on the stone. And make elephants. That was his mission. He became a very good elephant producer. So good that the king came and visited him. Oh, please teach me how to make elephants. Oh, that's not so easy, said the farmer. Actually, it's easy, said the farmer, but, you know, I will make you an elephant first. After 3 months. Half a year, I'm sorry. The notice came to the king that his elephant was ready. When he came to the farmer and saw the elephant, he was shocked. It was so good. It seemed to sweat. And the ears seemed to go just like a living elephant. How have you done this?
Kako si to uspeo?
I would give my whole kingdom to make an elephant like this.
Da bi cijelo svoje kraljestvo kad bi mogao da napravim jednog slona kao taj.
Oh, said the farmer.
O, mi rekao.
It is very simple. It's very simple.
A, to je veoma jednostavno.
You just take a piece of stone.
Samo uzmeš komad tog kamena.
And then you take everything away what is not elephant.
I onda ostaneš sve što nije slon.
And then you have the perfect elephant.
I onda imaš savršeno slona.
So, when I heard the story, I thought, yes.
I onda kad sam čuo tu priču, mislio sam, da.
This is how we have to live.
To je način na koji treba da živimo.
We have to have an idea of our mission. And then we take everything away what is not. What do you want to achieve in this life? There may be several things. Of course you want to become a pure most of you want to become a pure devotee of Krishna and go back to Godhead.
Naravno želi da postane čist Krišna, da se vrati nazad kući Bogu.
But how will you do it?
Ali kako ćete to uraditi?
What are the movements of your elephant?
Koji su pokreti tog vašeg slona?
How does he do with the ears?
Kako maše uši?
In other words, concrete.
Konkretno, što to znači?
What is your service?
Šta je vaša služba?
How will you lead your spirit to life?
Kako ćete voditi svoj duhovni život?
When you think about this, rising early becomes very easy.
Kada misli na takav način, onda ustati rano ne prestaje problem.
Austerities become very easy.
I strogosti postaju jednostavno.
Because by this you're just chipping away. Chipping is the English word of everything that was is not conducive to your mission.
I na taj način vi ostavljate sve to ostalo što nije vaša misija.
And this mood you can see so perfectly in Prabhupada's life in Jhansi.
I tu vrstu raspoloženja može najbolje da vidimo u Šrila Prabhupadovom ponašanju u Jhansi.
Imagine, even during the war, Prabhupada went and produced his magazine.
Zamislite, čak i za vreme rata Šrila Prabhupada je proizvodio svoje časopise.
Even when he was driven out of the Radha Memorial Building, he just was undisturbed, but he kept on with his mission.
Čak i dok je bio izbačen iz te zgrade, zbog žene, on je jednostavno nastavio sa svojom misijom.
And see, it has become a world success.
I vidite, je postao svjetski uspjeh.
So thank you very much. I want to end here. Do you have any questions regarding these points or any other point which is on your in your mind? The question in the dark. He's the what?
Rasacharya. For this kind of questions. And this question is also related to this lecture.
So, Brezo!
You told us that human being must start with family life and do some austerities and dharma in order to live spiritually, to go from back to Godhead. So, don't you tell us that there are many miseries in material life, triple miseries. So you told us that it's 20 years in this life, but you did not tell us what will be there when we come.
In the spirit of it.
Yes, I can read Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita and also Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Srimad Bhagavatam there are several descriptions of the spiritual world. For example, there is a description that people there have aircraft or spaceships and they are flying from a planet to planet to enjoy differences, to see different plants in the spiritual world. And it looks very, very attractive, at least to me. It's very attractive. I want to hear more, much more of such descriptions. More than I can found in Bhagavatam, practically in Bhagavatam. So I want more descriptions of spiritual world. Because if I'm to live my life in a spiritual way, I want to know why I'm doing this.
Good. Yes. The question can be explained in one sentence. How does a spiritual world look like? Once there was a man who asked this question to a saint. The saint said, it's difficult to explain to you. No, please give me some idea. No, you won't understand it. No, but some idea. Okay, said the saint. Imagine you take sugar cane juice. And pour it through the beard of a Muslim. That is I made a mistake. I'm very sorry. Now I can. The man wanted to know not the spiritual word, but how a jackfruit tastes. Forgot.
U stvari, point je u tome bilo da osoba je žena zna kako izgleda to, taj jackfruit, jackpot.
Yes, the jackfruit. And this man didn't, you know, he said, well, you have to taste the jackfruit.
Ono mi je rekao, pa trebaš da probaš to jackfruit.
I can't describe it.
Ne mogu to opišem.
It can only be tasted.
To se samo može probati.
And then the man, then this other man said, "No, give me some idea, please."
A onda neko, samo neku ideju mi daj, molim te.
And then the man said, "Okay, it tastes like sugar cane juice poured through the beard of a Muslim." So then the man still didn't know. Yes. So to describe the spiritual world is like that. You will not understand. You have to go there. Please don't think this is an answer where, you know, done to make to say something foolish or to make a joke out of you. Not at all.
Ne misli da ovim odgovorom je to učinjeno nešto kao budalost ili da želimo da napravimo nešto kao da si posmešan.
Now, how can you go there?
Kako možeš da odeš tamo?
I would say by becoming a little bit more practical in your appreciation of Krishna consciousness.
Rekao bih tako što ćeš da postaneš malo više praktičan što se tiče tvog stava prema svesti Krishna.
You have to purify your activities.
Trebaš da pročistiš sve aktivnosti.
And that will purify your mind.
A to će pročistiti tvoj um.
And when your mind is more purified, you will be able to understand more spiritual concepts. And I recommend you also to read the Krishna book. That's every day. Before you go to bed. Then you have nice dreams. And not Beograd dreams. You know, Beograd is a heavy town. I always have the most heavy dreams in Beograd. Beograd and Berlin is the most heavy dream towns in the world. So it's good to read Krishna book before you go to bed. So that the mind is more pure. Yes, Dauji? No? Yes, Sylvester! Hare Krishna! Dobro došli! Very nice that you are here.
Is Srila Prabhupada incarnation of Krishna?
Well, it's interesting. I read today a very interesting part in the Bhagavatam. Where Narada Muni, who is a devotee of Krishna, is also called Bhagavan.
Narada Muni, koji je
And Prabhupada explains that there are two meanings of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the name of God. It means he who has six opulences. One is an incarnation of Krishna. And the other is he who carries God in the heart. If you have God in the heart, Sylvester,
ako imaš Boga u srcu,
then wherever you are, Krishna is.
Tamo, gdje si ti, tamo je Krishna.
In this way, you could be called an incarnation of Krishna. Isn't it? Because he is there. So in this way, we can see the pure devotee.
Na taj način možemo da vidimo čistog
bhakta. But of course, if you would ask Srila Prabhupada,
ali naravno ako bi pitao Srila Prabhupada,
he would say, as soon as the spiritual master thinks he is God, he is not G-O-D but D-O-G, dog. He would say like this.
Ali Srila Prabhupada bi odmah rekao, čim duhovni štit pomisli da je Bog, tada on postaje pas.
Now, coming back to your question, there are different manifestations of Krishna. And one is that he gives part of his potency to a living entity.
Jedno od tih to je da on daje određenu određenu količinu moći i delić moći njemu.
Such a living entity then becomes known as Shaktiavesh avatar. That means someone who an avatar who appears who has Shakti or a certain energy.
To znači da osoba se pojavljuje s određenom Shakti, s određenom energijom.
Prabhupada certainly had a specific energy or potency given to him by Krishna to fulfill his purpose to spread Krishna consciousness in the West.
Prabhupada sigurno imao energiju koja mu je bila potrebna da bi proširio potencijalnosti Krishna na zapad.
So in that sense you could see him as an Shaktiavesh avatar.
I u tom smislu bi to mogao smatrati i vidjeti kao Shaktiavesh avatar.
Medyutim, however, devotees don't like to think of Prabhupada in this way.
Međutim, bhakte ne žele da vide Prabhupada na takav način.
As I said, if you know, if we all think, well, Prabhupada was a Shaktiavesh avatar.
Jer, kao što smo rekli, ono bi mogli da mislimo, pa Prabhupada je bio Shaktiavesh avatar.
Therefore, you know, what he did, that is surrender totally to his spiritual master, that's possible for him, but not for us. We are not Shaktiavesh avatar.
I to što se on u potpunosti predao svom duhovnom učitelju, njegovim instrukcijama, to je bilo moguće za njega, jer on je Shaktiavesh avatar, a to nije moguće za nas, jer mi nismo.
In Prabhupada's way of teaching, or Prabhupada's life, he wants to avoid this.
Tako da, u Srila Prabhupadovim učenjima i načinu života koji on vodio, on želi to da izbjegne.
Therefore he went through the Grihastha ashram.
Zato ga je prošao kroz Grihastha ashram.
He went through, you know, earning he had an apotheker.
Tako je isto imao apoteku.
To set us an example which we can follow.
Na posti primjer koji možemo slijediti.
And he endeavored very strongly.
I vrlo se trudio.
So that we can also follow this example of great endeavor and struggle to attain our mission.
Tako da isto možemo sedimo i taj primjer velikog truda i borbe da bi dostigli našu misiju.
So, yes and no.
Yes.
No, I mean the answer is yes and no.
Tako da je odgovor i da i ne.
Both. It depends from what angle you see.
Zavisi sa kog ugla gledaš.
Ja sam već postavljao pitanje u vezi naše svjesnosti u snovima. Dobro, šta se dešava sa našom svešću i sa našim suptilnim telom u snovima i kako postati svjestan Krišne ako je moguće i u njima?
Pošto
je on i preporučio.
A preporučio?
Da.
Already Sri Krishna chatted about this, but he said that you can say a bit more about this, about our consciousness in dreams. A što konkretno o svesnosti u snovima, kako da postavimo svesni Krishna dok sanjamo?
Da, kako postati, da li...
Dok spavamo ili dok sanjamo? How to become Krishna conscious, or how to be Krishna conscious while we are sleeping or while we are dreaming, and these things there.
What happened with our consciousness and our subtle body in
during dreams?
Yes.
Well, in dreams, you are entering a subtle plane where there are totally different laws than in the than in the gross reality. I will talk about this in Sava Center a little bit more. The laws which are there is that according to the impressions which you have made during the day and during the life, you will be walking through the day through your dreamland reality.
I zakon se sastoji u tome da ćeš prema aktivnostima koje si radio u toku dana prolaziti kroz određena stanja u toku spavanja.
If you want to control, usually, you know, there are, the laws are not under our control, what is happening there. All of a sudden, you know, a production of your desires might appear. A wonderful naked woman.
Divna, gola žena.
Or you might find yourself on a stage where millions of people adore you.
Ili možda ćeš se naći na bini gdje te obožavaju ljudi.
Or you might see a golden mountain.
Ili možda ćeš vidjeti zlatu planinu.
Because of the economic situation. In other words, you are not the master about how the mind combines impressions in the dream.
Drugim rečima, ti nisi gospodar zakona kako će se ti utjeci sklapati u toku snova.
Therefore, if you want, but there is a possibility to control your dreams.
Ali ako želiš, postoji mogućnost da se kontroliš snova.
You have to put spiritual impressions in the mind.
Moraš da staviš duhovne utiske u svoj duh.
That's why before taking rest, we recommend to read Krishna book or chant around.
Zbog toga preporučujemo da pre nego što osoba krene na spavanje pročita nešto iz priča najdivnije ili iz znatke na krug.
The Prabhupada remembers his childhood that they would go every evening and hear, listen to Ramayana or Krishna lilas.
Što Prabhupada objašnjava kako su odrasli kad je on bio mali da slušaju Ramayana ili Krishna lilas.
And then they would fall asleep with Krishna in their minds.
I onda su zaspali sa Krishnom u mislima.
So by making a positive spiritual impression, you can control this process a little bit, that your mind just, without your control, puts pictures together.
Tako da ćeš na taj način moći da uvedeš jednu vrstu kontrolisanja toga da um ne bi predstavljalo te sve slike zajedno na nezgodan način.
Yes. There is something very interesting in the dreams of spiritually minded personalities, devotees.
Interesantno je nešto u vezi s tim kako duhovne osobe pate, kako oni imaju, kako oni snove sami.
Sometimes devotees in a dream see all of a sudden horrible things.
Odnaput u sred sanjanja bakte vide užasne stvari.
5 minutes more, Dauji. 5 minutes, Dauji. 5 minutes. So they see in the dream horrible scenes.
Vide u snovima užasne scene.
And they become shocked. What is going on here?
I postaju šokirani. Šta se dešava tu?
and sometimes they see things like, you know, just wild things. But they should not be shocked. This is Krishna's mercy. All of a sudden you see the result of all your material desires. Without having to live them out. And involve yourself in so many karmic reactions. The example has been given that when Mother Yashoda looked into Krishna's mouth, she saw the whole material universe at once. In the same, this is the mercy of Krishna to his mother. So Krishna also sometimes shows us in a dream the result of all our material desires.
Tako da nam Krishna ponekad u snovima daje rezultate svih naših materijalnih želja.
You may see yourself, for instance, in the place of the president of the country.
Ponekad možeš se vidiš na mjestu predsjednika države.
Surrounded with riches and people who adore you.
Da si okružen sa bogatstvom i sa ljudima koji te obožavaju.
Power and might.
Imaš snagu i moć.
And you see yourself shot in the back by someone who wanted your position. So you might in this way act out a material life in a dream. And not take on a new material body. I had this in my own life. Once Mick Jagger came to me and said, "Can you play the parts of Keith Richard in our world tour?" Said, "No problem." I always wanted this. And then I, you know, this was in a dream. Then I thought as a glupost, you know. But I'm safe from this. I know from my, I'm safe to not have to act out the life of a rock and roll star. And when there's still a little attachment, I can go with Nityananda Grupa and dance like a Moimon on the stage. No problem. But you know, let us put the joke aside. Let us consider that as a devotee you don't have to act out your karma.
Da kažemo da kao bhakta ti ne moraš da radiš na svojoj karmi.
But in a dream Krishna might sometimes show you.
A će ti uspomnio pa nekad Krishna pokazati to.
Do you understand?
Svajaš.
Good. This is a very deep point. Prabhupada speaks about this in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam.
To je veoma važna poenta i o tome što Prabhupada govori u četvrtom pevanju.
So now I'm looking all the time to the time. We have 5 minutes past nine. I think we should end here. Please come back tomorrow. And on Saturday we are actually in Novi Sad. Yes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari
Bol. Isti bhai Vishwa Sachinanda Swami ki jai.